Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios each week, I get the pleasure of chatting with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm happy today. It's awesome to be here. I look forward to these days.
Good. I'm glad. And you know, so do I, because you always are able to offer up little tidbits of information and kind of safety tips for the community. This week, we're going to talk about some of the people that keep us safe all the time.
You know, Search and Rescue is an awesome, awesome group of volunteers. So I like to kind of let people know what they have access to with Search and Rescue. Search and Rescue this time of year is very well equipped. We have snowmobiles, we have a snowcat. Of course, they have awesome four-wheel drive vehicles and ATVs and UTVs and all that stuff. And they're trained to go into the backcountry and rescue folks that may need to be rescued. But all too often, we have people not know when should they call Search and Rescue. So we would prefer, from a search and rescue standpoint, early on. Earlier is better rather than most people will wait until almost dark, and then they'll call search and rescue because they think, well, we want to do all we can do first, and then we'll call. But that's kind of backwards thinking. We would rather you call us early in the day, and then we can take care of things in the daylight. Because if someone else is in a sketchy situation in the daylight, you're going to put us in that situation in the dark.
Exactly. And, you know, it does make sense that typically if you do get in a bad situation, you want to try to figure it out yourself.
Sure.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, well, I mean, it's going to be a little embarrassing when I need to call search and rescue to come and save me. But like you said, if you're in this situation, there's a good chance that search and rescue is also going to be in that situation. So get it taken care of in the light when it's a lot warmer. Yes. And circumstances are a little better.
Exactly. And, you know, they won't, Search and Rescue will not tow your vehicle for you. They won't do that. If you're stuck, they'll come and rescue people only, and you'll have to figure out how to get your vehicle out later. And that's just because of liability things. They don't want to be responsible for any damage that could happen to your vehicle as it's being towed out. But if somebody is lost, that's when we're really interested in getting out in the daylight and giving search and rescue the best opportunity they could have to find them.
Right. And, you know, Sheriff, this time of year, it can be really deceiving. It has been so nice and warm during the day. Even here in town, it gets cold at night. In the mountains, it's really cold at night.
Yeah, there's a big difference in the temperature up there as opposed to down here. And you know, it's easy to be underdressed for those occasions. And if you're one, like I like to go play on my four-wheeler or my side-by-side, if you're one that likes to do that, just throw in some extra clothing, because if you do get stuck and have to wait it out, you're going to be awfully cold.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, as always, it's great to have you in here and tell us a little bit about what is going on in the community and things that we need to kind of be mindful of. I have noticed that the last couple of mornings, it is cold enough that I've got frost on my windshield. So as always, take care of that before you leave.
Yeah, you need to make sure your vehicle's defrosted and you have good visibility, because our kids are standing on the side of the road waiting for the buses early in the morning. So.
Right. And, you know, we are creeping in on February, and I was joking a lot that we were not going to have a legitimate snowfall until February. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
My gut feeling, I think we're going to have some wintertime. I think February is going to be our only shot. If it's coming, it's coming in the next 4 weeks. Friday's Groundhog's Day, so you know what that means.
It might mean that we will not, or we may or may not see a shadow. We may have a lot longer winter than we think.
I'm thinking the odds are pretty good he's going to see his shadow on Friday, so that means a longer winter.
Longer winter. 4 more weeks?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? 4 weeks. Yeah, well, you know, we really haven't had a winter. We've had the cold.
Yeah.
But we really haven't had snow.
Well, and really, you haven't had the extreme cold that we normally have.
Right. No, it hasn't been very cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten away without wearing a coat one or two times.
Yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal if we do have a little bit longer winter.
I think it's going to happen. So
yeah.
Let's
all
be
those
prepared.
Farmers out there are saying, absolutely.
Yeah, we need it.
Winter, come. Yeah. We need the snow now. So definitely, even if those individuals that love the summer and like to get out on the lakes, you're going to want a winter.
You're going to want winter. There's no lake to get on.
Right, exactly. Well, head on over to Facebook, find the Carbon County Sheriff's Department on Facebook, and you can stay updated on all the things going on throughout the community all the time. Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
Nope, just want to tell everyone to have a good week, and it's Super Bowl Sunday. Be responsible on the Super Bowl. Make sure if you're going to those parties where alcohol is going to be served, have a ride home.
Absolutely. Definitely one of those times. You always think after Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's that all the celebrating is over with. No, no, no. We got this one.
Oh, the Eagles fans are going to go crazy this year.
They're going to go nuts. Absolutely bonkers. There's going to be riots in the streets. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. For more on this interview or additional interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.